All right, everyone, it's the next hour of Grimm's Hentai Corner with Starless, so let's go ahead and get it started. As soon as we enter, they take off their bras and dive into the huge bed that takes up half the room. Oh, here we go. See, I didn't even know there were CGs with Francesca. There we go. Come join us. This is going to be wonderful. They both lift up their legs, showing off what's between them. The thick scent of pheromones stimulate my libido even further. We're ready whenever you are. You can choose which of us you want. I'm ready as well with my cock hard as a rock from the suppositories they gave me. You have two beautiful women coming on to you. It'd be rude to keep them waiting. My penis throbs at the sight of their lovely sex organs. The medicine seems to be working wonders as I don't feel a trace of the fatigue from earlier. Oh, look at his cock throb just from looking at our pussies. Hard to believe this is the same cock that came buckets earlier. Even with the drugs helping, this just doesn't happen unless you're made of the right stuff. Marie's pretty cruel, huh? Working this young man to death like he's a sex slave. Like you don't do the exact same thing? Besides, she's just gonna throw him away after she's done with him anyway. It won't matter as long as he lasts until she finds a new one. Poor Sawatari. Again, look who's talking. She sighs and shrugs her shoulders at her friend's hypocrisy. So who are you gonna have a taste of first? She changes the topic. How about me? She says seductively, slowly pulling down her panties. I gulp as she shows off her ripe female fruits. Her puffy lips are already a bit damp. No, he's gonna pick me, aren't you? Kimishima competes by doing the same thing. Wow. I stare with eyes as wide as saucers. Kimishima's pussy has a bit of a different look than... Ooh, excuse me, Francesca's. You can tell just by looking at it that she's a sex maniac. Hey, you're always first. How about letting me take this one for a change? You know I hate it when I'm not first. Besides, it's your fault for always being lazy and letting me get ahead of you. Wow, that's mean. And that's why you don't have any friends. I compare the two as they bicker amongst one another. Which to choose? They both look pleasant, though something inside me tells me if I don't choose Kimishima, I would regret it later. I follow my instincts and go over to her. I stand in front of her and stick my cock out towards her pussy. Uh-oh, she's not happy about that. Good choice, Sawatari. You have wonderful taste. Wow, you're choosing her? I wouldn't do that if I were you. If you let her get her greedy paws on you, there won't be anything left of you by the time she's done. You're just sour grapes because he picked me. You have to learn to live with the fact that you'll always be second best. Damn it. Having been completely defeated in their verbal exchange, she falls quiet and just watches us with a fierce stare. Alright, Sawatari, show me a good time. Trying to answer her expectations, I bring my penis up to her slit and push it in. Kuh! A hot moan escapes her lips as my cock sinks inside of her. I shiver with ecstasy as a jolt runs through my body. I'm extremely sensitive from the drugs, making it feel 10 times better than normal. If I hadn't come so much already, I would have done so immediately upon entering her. You're not gonna please me just by sticking it in. Come on. Once she gets a good taste of my penis, she's ready to get going. I can't hold myself back much longer anyway. I want her as much as she wants me. I give her what she wants and start thrusting into her. I grip my teeth and resist the urge to ejaculate from the immense pleasure from each stroke. Ah, yes, you have a pretty nice cock. She gets more into it, giving an exaggerated display to show off to Francesca. She rocks and sways her hips against me with the eroticism only someone of her experience could manage. My own thrusts are poor compared to hers, but it's enough to rake out some of her honey with each thrust. This is insane. Her fluids make the going smoother and both of us go at it faster and harder. She does a perfect job of matching her movements to mine while using her pussy to squeeze my cock at just the right time and place. You're not that big, but the shape is like a perfect fit for my pussy. It's like it was custom made just for me. This is too good, I'm gonna come soon. Naturally, what feels perfect for her feels perfect for me too. My pre-cum and her juices come together to make my entry in and out of her pussy go smooth and pleasant. Francesca's breathing gets heavier as she watches us go at it from the sidelines. Stop going at it so hot and heavy right next to me. You're getting me hot too. I mean, sheesh, have a little restraint, will you? Francesca makes a sour little comment and grabs a huge vibrator laying near the pillow. I guess I'll just have to settle for... this until my turn comes. I didn't know these girls were gonna bicker the whole time. But isn't that just like women? I mean, come on. You can't say Aroge is just fantasy. Sometimes, it's pretty damn realistic. I'm sure if you had two women, they'd be like, hey, why aren't you fucking me? Why is she so great? Because women will fucking do that. I'm sorry, they will. She rams a huge vibrator into her already wet pussy. She pounds the thick vibe in and out of her, raking out her juices. She tries to match the pace of her vibrator to us. Why do I have to sit over here and masturbate with a vibrator while these two get to have sex? Hurry up and let me have my turn. Francesca mutters complaints but continues masturbating regardless. This just isn't good enough. She flips the switch on the vibrator and it starts buzzing inside of her. That seems to be enough to satisfy her as she moans and squirms sexily across the bed. Sexily across the bed? Is that even a word? Is that like, he strolled sexily down the sidewalk. I should fucking use that. That's a word I'm gonna start putting into practice. I think that's, if I can remember that. While I watch her go at it, I can feel my orgasm coming on. Kimishima's excitement rubs off on me and a wave of pleasure attacks my lower body. The effects of the medicine makes it difficult to fight against and I have no choice but to surrender to it. I'm coming! Come whenever you want. I'm going to come too. Her voice quivers along with her body as she answers. Come together with me, right now. Okay. I pound into her even harder to help her lead to help lead her to climax. Ha, ha, ha. Mmm. Ah, here it comes. As a wave of unbearable pleasure washes over my entire body, Kimishima achieves climax just a second earlier than me. I'm coming! Her pussy clamps down on my cock and the pressure sets me off. Me too! I suddenly remember I'm wearing a condom and pull out by reflex. My cum flies towards her feet, making her white stockings even whiter. Hold on a second, he shouldn't be. Oh, how? He's not wearing a condom. Why is that there? I don't know. I don't know, folks. Ah, it's so hot. Ugh. My load of cum is as big as ever thanks to the suppositories. You didn't have to come outside, you know. She looks disappointedly at the cum staining her legs. Ha, ha, ha. After I finish coming all over her legs, I tiredly roll off of her. Look at this, you ruined my underwear with your cum. Oh, come on, you got a washing machine, lady. I'm sorry. The stink of cum got all over her panties and stockings. Mmm, it's so gooey. She rubs her legs together, enjoying the feeling of cum against them. They're absolutely covered. I'll have to throw them away. Good thing I brought a change of clothes with me. She slides out of her soiled panties and stockings. I gulp as she reveals her bare legs. Okay, Sawatari, one more round. She looks at me with bedroom eyes and asks for seconds. Oh, there's that bedroom eyes there. Francesca panics and immediately stops masturbating with the vibrator. Hey now, I'm next. Stop trying to be a little thief. Okay, Sawatari, my turn. She takes the vibrator out and sticks her pussy in my direction. The vibrator's already softened her up, and she's completely sucked in juices. Now come over here, and I'll show you a much better time than her. I stumble over to her, overcome by the spell of her erotic flower. Hey, I'm not satisfied yet. I breathe heavily as I stick my erect penis up to her. Wow, it's gonna take more than one shot to get you down, apparently. Now give me a taste of that hot cock. Wow. That's... Well, I mean, hey, look, she's smiling. I stick the tip up against her wet honey pot and push inside, giving her just what she wants. Mmm. Oh, now she's laughing. Look at that. Yeah. A sweet moan escapes her lips as my penis skewers her. Ooh, skewering her just like a fucking steak. Following her masturbation session, her slit is already burning hot and ready to take my cock. Hurry up and fuck me. Give it to me hard, she says. I wanted to take things a little more slowly and enjoy myself, but apparently that's not an option. Mmm, yes. Nothing beats the real thing. Francesca moans with pleasure as I ram my hips into her. Her warm flesh caresses my member, sending a jolt of pleasure to my brain. It's not that thick, but I'll take it over a vibrator any day. So how do you like my pussy? Well, let me see. Let's go into detail. It's good. It's really good. I give it an A+. There's no way I could lie in the face of all this pleasure. I like your cock too. It's the perfect level of thickness and hardness. But you said it wasn't thick enough before. These women, they changed their mind. Oh, it's not as thick as a vibrator. Oh no, it's the perfect level of thickness and hardness. Which one was it? Was it good enough or not good enough? Now it's Kimishima's turn to watch us go at it from the sidelines. Hurry up now, will you? No way! I finally got my turn. I'm gonna enjoy it. She ignores Kimishima and keeps going after my cock. Harder! I want you to break me with your cock, she says. Yes, ma'am! I grab her hips and push into her with all I have. Our breathing gets heavier and the sound of our flesh colliding against each other fills the room. Yes, that's good. Keep going. I'm gonna come. Wow. I love the way your cockhead eats into my womb. She gyrates her hips against my cock, strangling it with her pussy walls and sending a jolt of pleasure fierce enough to make me nearly pass out. I can't take it anymore either. She falls victim to the same thing Francesca did and grabs the vibrator. She flipped the switch in a state of excitement and pushed it inside of her. Okay, well, yeah, we get that. She squirms in pleasure as she pushes the vibrator into her. She pushes and pulls on the vibrating dildo, desperate to quench her desire. Francesca and I continue making love next to her. I'm already coming again! Francesca forces me along for the ride of intense sex. Our hips are going at it so hard that my penis starts going numb. I can't take this much longer. Yes, come inside me. I want you to come as you shoot inside me, she says. But isn't that, well, I know every resident here is on birth control. I have no idea if that's the case for these two. It's okay, Yukari and I are on the pill too. Come inside all you want. She picks up on my fears and reassures me. I suppose I should have figured she'd be prepared for that kind of thing. She is the friend of the mistress after all. Alright, I'll take your word for it. Yes, hurry, I want your creamy cum inside me. Oh my god, that sounds crazy. Ugh. I thrust into her with my last burst of energy and fire my cum deep inside of her. Here it comes! Yes, I can feel it! Cum starts flowing back out from her pussy. I'm coming from being cummed inside! Her womb kisses my penis, eager to drink up all the semen shooting out from it. Oh, your hot cum is burning my womb. She shivers with orgasmic ecstasy with each shot of semen I pour inside of her. Once I think I'm done coming, pull my penis out. My tip scrapes against her pussy on the way out, causing the rest of the cum inside to spurt out. Oh! Whoop. I exhaust the rest of my cum over her leg, covering it in creamy white coating. You had that much left? What a waste. She looks enviously at the semen on her leg. I stumble away from her exhausted as my semen drips out of her pussy. My womb is burning with your cum. With this much cum, you get me pregnant even if I wasn't ovulating. Her words make an excited chill run down my spine. It's coming out. Her vulva twitches as a huge load of cum comes burbling out, forming a muddle. A muddle? A puddle on the sheets. It's so thick that it doesn't even soak into the sheets. It just stays there on top of it, giving off a musty smell. Look at all that semen. You were trying to get me pregnant, weren't you? Well, shit, a woman like that. I mean, considering the hentai world. She takes a deep, satisfying whiff of cum. You got my legs all dirty, too. Guess I'll take these off, too. She takes off her soiled panties and stockings. Both women are on the bed naked, looking at me with eyes that beg for more. And I guess the feet people are excited. Is it just me, or did you come more for her than you did for me? Kimishima pauses in her masturbation to look at me with dissatisfaction. That's not true. She doesn't seem to like the kind of person you'd want to anger. I quickly deny it. Okay then, prove it. Now that it's finally her turn again, she tosses the vibrator away and spreads her legs at me with a smile. Fill me with all you've got. That's when I knew they weren't going to let me go anytime soon. Both me and my penis shrivel with fright. But that last one completely drained me. I show her my flaccid member. It's going to take more than a little hand job to breathe the life back into it. Oh my, it's all shriveled up like a baby's cock. Having sex with me must have felt so good that he blew his entire load. Do something about that pathetic cock and get hard already. But there's nothing I can do. Oh, fine. You see that medicine on the table over there? Take some of that. They leave that aphrodisiac in this room just for occasions like this. It'll have you ready to go again in no time. She directs her eyes over to the table at the corner of the room. On the table are a bunch of ampules filled with some mysterious liquid. 10 of them, in fact. Hurry up and drink it. Okay. I timidly pick one of them up, unsure about the whole thing. I break off the head of the ampule and close my eyes as I pour the contents down my throat. My belly burns as soon as the liquid is inside, making its potency abundantly clear. Within seconds, my member stands throbbing. Both my cock and my sexual appetite are already in back in peak condition. With medicine this strong, you'd have to wonder if there are any nasty side effects. Marie's drugs always pack quite a punch. She looks at my swollen crotch with delight. Now take that hard cock and fuck me, she says. She seduces me by swaying her hips back and forth, teasing me with her wet pussy. I lose out to the temptation and stick my cock inside her. The wet walls of her pussy envelop my cock. It's much hotter and wetter than the first time, and a jolt of pleasure shoots through my brain like lightning. Cuh, how does this feel so good? That's good. You're a lot harder than before. I can feel you throbbing inside of me. Now fuck me hard, she says. She screams with excitement as she pushes her hips back and forth against me, urging me to get going. I couldn't stop myself even if I wanted. Her pussy feels too good to resist. I immediately start thrusting into her. Mmm, it's sticking to my penis like sap. Yes, keep going. Make me come. Fill my pussy with your sperm. I guess that's supposed to be pussy there, or either it's me. I don't know. We pound against each other like starved animals in heat. Wow, aren't you ashamed to be all so enthusiastic over the cock of someone that young, Yukari? Watching you two is getting me hot again. She reaches for the vibrator again and sticks it inside, pushing out some of the cum I just filled her with. She pushes it back and forth inside of her like crazy. So good! She arches her back and shivers with pleasure. A cocktail of sperm and pussy juice flows out with each push of the vibrator. The semen I came inside of her acts as a sort of lubricant, making it easier for the vibrator to slip inside. Ugh. Yes, my pussy, I'm gonna come. The three of us lose ourselves in pleasure, using our hands or hips in a desperate attempt to achieve orgasm. The thick sound and smell of our sex fills the room. I'm coming. I'm gonna come inside. Don't forget about me. We all achieve orgasm at the same time. Ah, I can feel your cum. Why do I have to settle for a vibrator? She twitches like a fish on land as she accepts my semen. Here it comes. It's flooding my womb. Her cum explodes out with such force that it comes pouring back out of her pussy. The fierce pleasure has me shooting a nearly endless stream of cum inside of her. Yes, more. Fill me with enough cum to get me pregnant. Even after I'm completely drained of cum, my penis keeps throbbing inside of her. You really came a lot. My womb is stuffed with your semen. Her pussy twitches as she breathes out in satisfaction. Once I come down from cloud 9, I pull my penis out of her. I lean dizzily against the wall. All the stamina of the world won't be enough to keep up with these two. Just thinking about all your sperm swimming around in there is enough to make me ovulate. She purposely shows off to me as she pushes the sperm out of her pussy. An avalanche of cum comes tumbling out with a nasty gurgling sound. By the time she's done, the sheets are stained with an embarrassing amount of cum. Look at how much you came. You really might get me pregnant. Don't scare me like that. I know she's not being serious, but it's still bad for my heart. That was a joke, of course, but if you really want, I wouldn't mind actually having your child. A shiver of excitement runs down my spine, and I blush all the way up to my ears. Oh, stop teasing the poor boy. Alright, my turn again. She pulls out the vibrator and sticks her crotch towards me. Come on, hurry! We're still going? I'm starting to get fed up. I've already lost count of how many times I came. Of course, there's one more hole you haven't used yet. She smiles and spreads her asshole open for me to see. And the ass, huh? Her wistfully puckering anus stares me right in the face. That's right, you're a smart one, Salutari. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Okay. I accept defeat and get myself ready for another round. Or so I try to, anyway. Apparently I exhausted myself again after that last shot. Care for another dose, then? Yeah, sure. I give a half-hearted response and go to grab another ampule for an energy refill. I break open the top and drink it all down. Glug. After a few seconds, my penis is hard as a rock. Sorry, there's a song by Axel Rudy Pell, I believe, called Hard as a Rock. I pant as a nearly painful jolt of excitement runs through my penis and balls. Nice and hard. Now come on and give it to me. I made sure to use the bathroom before I came here, so it's nice and clean. She gives herself a little slap on her ass. Tell me about it. On her way over here, she filled a public toilet so full of shit that she clogged it up and broke it. Kimishima cuts in with a sharp comment. Hey, shut up! You're killing the mood. Apparently, she has more in common with the mistress than I thought. Are all these women constipated? Don't mind her, Salutari. Let's continue. Now come. All right, here it comes. I figure the sooner I get this over with, the sooner I can get the hell out of here. I bring the tip of my penis up to her asshole and push it inside. Yes, my ass! Gah, it's tight! With just a slight push, I bury my penis inside of her anus. It's as tight as you'd expect from an asshole, and it's made all the more stimulating because of the medicine I took. Ugh! Keep going, give it to me real hard. If I thrust into her when it's this tight, I won't last a minute before I come. But I want to please her. I don't have a choice. Oh, excuse me. But if I want to please her, I don't have a choice. I grit my teeth and go through with it. Huh. My brain goes numb with the sweet pleasure of her ass flesh. Oh, Lord. She says I love it in my ass. Pound my ass more. I take her request to heart and thrust harder. I can't get enough of this feeling. It's like pooping out a turd over and over. Go deeper. I want to feel you raking out my ass all the way from inside. I push my cock in as far as I can, then pull it out just as hard. Ugh. Heavy moans escape our lips as my cock rubs against her intestinal wall. Each time my head gets caught inside, it takes the inside of her anus with it, nearly causing it to prolapse. More! Give me more cock! Fuck my asshole! Okay! I devote all my energy to fucking her anus. Look at you, squealing like a pig while getting your dirty little ass fucked. She looks at us with envy and picks up the vibrator again. She pushes it in and out of her pussy with fervor. Ah! I want it in my ass too! She pants with excitement and gives herself over to the pleasure of masturbation. She worked the vibrator in and out of her, stirring up the semen inside and causing it to drip out. Her hands and her hips end up naturally matching pace with each other. The sound coming from both of us overlaps with each other to form a cacophony of sex. She says, I want a cock so bad. The semen serves as lubricant to help the vibrator ravage your insides. Oh man, Jesus Christ, folks, this is crazy. Yes, my ass, it's like shit is going in and coming back out. I know Mari had an eye for these things. He feels wonderful inside your ass. Pre-cum oozes from the tip of my... Bleh. Pre-cum oozes from the tip of my extra-sensitive penis and makes entry smoother. It doesn't take long before I'm on the verge of coming. It feels so good I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna come! Both of them try to match the timing of their orgasm to mine. Francesca by moving her hips harder, Kimishima by pushing the vibrator in and out faster. I grip my teeth and try to delay it for even just a second, but I can't fight against the intense pressure coming from my balls. Ugh! I'm coming! You're filling my ass with cum! She arches back as I let my cum loose inside her ass. Oh, your thick cum is seeping into my asshole! Ah, you're wringing me dry! Kimishima tightens her grip on the vibrator and shivers with pleasure as she follows after us with a light orgasm of her own. I pull my cock out and lean against the wall. Once I get some strength back, I go back over to the table and gulp down another ampule so I keep going. After all, it's obvious I'm gonna have to do the same thing with Kimishima next. It seems to me like the effect of the medicine is getting shorter with each dose. Nothing like a Sawatari cum enema. Good thing I used the bathroom before coming here. Otherwise, I would have been pooping all over the place right now. And for that, we're thankful. Her words make me picture it in my head, and I get sick to my stomach. After some time, the muscles in her ass start twitching. Oh, it's coming out! Her asshole puckers as the semen I poured into her suddenly starts gushing out. Yes! She seems to be enjoying the feeling as she squeezes out my cum along with whatever else is left up there. She finally gets all the cum out of her, and her shoulders heave with each pant as she soaks in the pleasure. The sheets are soaked with the semen that came out of both her ass and pussy. Ah, that felt so good. Hurry up and do me too. Hearing how satisfied Francesca sounds drives her patience over the edge, making her beg for cock. I even gave myself an enema this morning for this. Give me all you got in my ass. She points her puckering asshole towards me. I go with the stimulation and bring my hips up to hers. Thanks to the ampule I took, my cock is already hard and ready. You better come inside me more than you did Francesca or else. She tempts me by shaking her butt back and forth. Come, put it in me. Or come on, put it in me. Okay. I line up my penis with her asshole and give her a mighty push forward. Ugh. Ah. The intense feeling of anal sex assaults my member once again. Ugh. Francesca's asshole is pretty tight, but Kimishima has her beat. Pleasure shoots to my brain from the fierce stranglehold her anus has on my cock. Your cock is just the right size for my ass. Not too big, not too small. It feels perfect. You can start moving now. Give me all you've got. I give her what she wants and start thrusting again against her with everything I can muster. She squeezes my cock like a vice. Even with how wet my penis is, I still have to push pretty hard to get in and out. Each time my cockhead scrapes against the inside of her ass, a jolt of pleasure runs through my entire body and threatens to rob me of consciousness. Ugh! You're too tight! Yes, my ass, your cock feels so good, she says. While I'm busy desperately trying to bear the pleasure, Kimishima is having the time of her life. Ugh, I can't hold it anymore. I feel a tinge at the back of my head each time the tip of my cock rubbed against her walls. I think the pleasure is so intense that it's killing my brain cells. We only just started and I'm already about to come. Ugh, I'm gonna come. I think I am too. Make me come with you. We scream together as we give our bodies over to the pleasure. I grip my teeth and start thrusting into her faster. Ah, you're gonna turn my asshole inside out. You're gonna pull my anus out. What? I'm coming! I'm gonna come. If you come inside me, I'm gonna come. Do it! Come inside me! Her words set me off and I shoot inside of her. Ah, I'm coming! The pressure from her anus helps squeeze the cum out of me as it fires deep inside of her. You're coming inside me, ass! I'm coming! The semen enema brings her over the edge. Her orgasm causes her asshole to squeeze my cock harder, milking even more cum out of me. Mmm, you're sucking the cum out of me. Her ass squeezes my cock until it gets every last drop out of it. I pull my penis out of her ass once it's over, leaving a sticky trail of semen connecting them. I lean against the wall in exhaustion. Ah, if you pull it out, it's gonna leak. No, oh, I'm gonna lose all the cum he gave me. Like Francesca, a rumbling sound comes from her ass as the semen tries to escape. Here it comes! Kimishima bathes in ecstasy as she defecates my cum all over the sheets. Phew, there it goes! She sighs with relief. Taking it in the pussy is great and all, but sometimes you need one in the ass. Ha! Ha! I catch my breath praying desperately this would be the end of it. Okay, my turn. My hopes are crushed with those three simple words. We still got a lot of time and a lot of ampules. Hurry up and take one so we can have some fun. Yeah. Beaten and battered, I go over to the table and toss some more medicine down my throat. So what next? Titty fuck? Blowjob? I can drink your pee again if you want. Her words make me shiver in arousal. The medicine takes its effect, and soon enough my member is stiff and ready. Ah! I'm coming! My screams reverberate through the tiny playroom. I've been at it for several hours now, and they still haven't let me go. I'm already down to the last ampule. Me too! Cover me with the last of your gum! Francesca is covered head to toe in semen as her next orgasm starts to take over her body. Hey, don't forget to leave some for me. Kimishima is pretty much in the same state. They even have a bit of pee on them since they said they were thirsty and treated themselves to a couple glasses of urine. Not only that, but they mixed some of my own cum in a glass together with their own piss and made me drink it, saying it was their way of thanking me. It's just all kinds of fucked up. I'm coming! I pull out before I shoot off, spraying her with gum. I'm coming!
こんなにぶっかけて、まさにそこだしのザーメントークね。
Ah, you covered me pretty good. You really are a bottomless semen tank, hee hee. She enjoys the after effects of her orgasm as she bathes in a new batch of cum. She's already covered in so much semen that there isn't a clean spot left to cover. The musty scent of my own cum overpowers the room. Give me the rest, hurry! I take my throbbing hard penis away from Francesca and bring it up to Kimishima. Stick it in me, quick! I take hold of her hips and thrust my cock deep inside of her pussy. Her soppy, cum-laden pussy wraps around my cock. I waste no time and start thrusting into her so I can empty what semen I've left inside. My cock is sensitive from continuing non-stop after my last orgasm, so it doesn't take long before the next one approaches. All the cum acts as lubricant, allowing for a high-speed piston in and out of her. Yes, your cock is so good. If you keep pounding me that hard, I'm not gonna last. I'm gonna come too! I shout, unable to hold back the oncoming wave any longer. Do it! Cover me with your sperm! I hear him pull out my cock right before it explodes. I'm coming! Kimishima achieves her final climax as I shower in my semen. Hot sperm! She takes the last of my seed all over her body. After expelling the last drop of semen left inside me, exhaustion catches up with me and I fall to the ground. Uh-oh, looks like Sawatari's out of energy. And we've already used all the ampules too. Guess it's time to call it a day. That's too bad. Oh well, the party's probably almost over anyway. I suppose we can let him off the hook. They look down at me and grin. With no more medicine to keep me sustained, my member goes completely flaccid and my balls are practically as flat as pancakes. It isn't even physically possible for me to keep going. Alright, we'll be getting back to the party now. Ladies, what you need to be getting to is the shower. Indeed, thanks for the good time, Sawatari. Let's do this again sometime. I pray to God I never have to deal with those two again. Fortunately, I won't be working here anymore by the time the next party comes around. Now that I'm finally free, I make my escape from the playroom back to the hall. I drag my unsteady feet straight to the last place I saw Mitarai. There's a large gathering of naked men there enjoying the show. She appears to be in the same situation that I last saw her. I wade through the crowd to get a closer look. Ugh! What I see horrifies me into silence. Ugh! I could barely believe my eyes. There's no telling how many men had their way with her. Her entire body is covered in cum and the old men's used condoms. Her ass and pussy hole are so stretched open that you can see all the cum stuffed inside them. They filled her womb with so much cum that her stomach has started to bulge. She has a number of full condoms placed in her mouth and her eyes are pretty much completely rolled back in her head. The rotten smell of old cum wafting from her entire body is unbearable. Particularly the smell coming from her ass and pussy. Her mind is completely out of this world. You wouldn't be able to tell who it is unless someone told you. I guess no one else is gonna use her, so I might as well. A fat, greasy old man steps up behind her for his turn. At this point, they're treating her more like a toilet than a person. God, she stinks. Public bathrooms don't even smell this bad. I'm not too excited about using a girl this dirty, but Lord knows my next chance to get an erection will be. Better not waste my chance. He shoves a suppository up his own ass. Oh yeah, there it is. His wrinkly cock bursts into erection. I got hard over a nasty girl like this. Looks like I still got it. I prefer to do it raw, but that's awfully nasty hole. I feel sorry for my soldier if I send him in without equipment. He grabs a new condom out of the discarded box of condoms laying nearby. They aren't even there to serve their normal purpose of birth control anymore. They're just to protect your cock from the gallons of semen put there by other men. There we go, now I can stick it in that nasty hole. He shoves his protected cock inside of her pussy. Ugh. A groan escapes her lips as her body reacts to the invading penis. It's nowhere near as tight when we first started. Oh, well, the drugs are strong enough for me to enjoy it. Might as well try to come. The fat on his ugly, wrinkly ass jiggles as he starts thrusting into her. Ugh! He made disgusting groans as he plows in and out of her like a machine gun. The sight of his ugly flab jiggling with each thrust makes me want to look away. It's more like watching a pig mate than a human. In her half-conscious state, her body is at the mercy of his thrusts as her breasts sway back and forth. He stirs up the cum inside of her with his cock, making it slush with each push forward. Damn it, get tighter. You're not going to make me cum in a loose pussy like that. Ugh, I'm gonna come. He grieves a disgusting shout as the muscles in his ass convulse. Despite his big talk, he's already on the verge of orgasm. I am coming! Ugh. Her vulva trembles as the condom fills up inside of her. Phew, that's better. He finishes emptying his load and pulls his penis out of her. He takes out his flaccid cock, leaving the condom still stuck inside. He doesn't even seem to notice or care, though, as he steps away from her. Ugh. She groans unintelligibly as she goes into slight convulsions. The pressure from her contracting vagina starts squeezing the cum out of the condom, causing it to drip out. The yellowish goo gives off a horribly putrid smell. When the old man looks back and sees the dripping, it dawns on him. All right, I completely forgot. Sorry about that. You were just so loose that I didn't notice. He pulls the condom out of her and slaps it on her face. There you go. You can keep it. Mwahaha! With the new condom on her face, Mirai seems to have enough sense left to notice it's over. And as she relaxes her tensed-up body, a gurgling noise comes from her ass and pussy. Suddenly, all the semen they emptied into her womb comes dribbling out. Wow, look, guys, all your nasty cum is tumbling out of her. Hey, that's your cum, too. What a stench. I didn't even know semen could smell this bad. They speak with disgust as they watch the cum stream out of her. Just then, her anus puckers open. Ugh. As after a loud fart, the cum inside of her anus starts shooting out like a fountain. Ugh. She gives off a powerful grunt and defecates all the pent-up semen inside of her. You can imagine from the amount of just how many times that came inside of her. The area around her smells like a sewer. Oh god, I can't even breathe. Smell is giving me a headache. Let's get the hell out of here. The old men disband, driven away by the awful scent. Ugh. Mirai is left alone, desperately trying to empty herself of cum. Once it's all over, she slumps over and completely loses consciousness. The awful stench of cum from all the old men makes me back away. Mirai herself is totally out cold. By the looks of it, I doubt she'll be waking up anytime soon either. You can say she's lucky for passing out, since it means she doesn't have to go through any more of this. While I stumble over to the wall to recover from fatigue and the shock from what I saw, the mistress steps to the center of the room and gathers everyone's attention. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just about time for our customary auction. Now, we may have seen this, so we might skip it. But before that, I have a special show planned for you today. I thought it would be a good idea to combine the two events. She signals to her daughters with a clap of her hands. They nod and leave the room. Allow me to introduce two pieces of merchandise up for auction. As soon as she finishes her sentence, the door to the hall opens and Marisa and Marika come walking back in. They each have a rope in their hand, and at the end of the ropes are... What? I'm unable to contain my incredulity. Marisa comes in dragging Mikiko and Makoto along, both dressed in bunny girl suits. They keep their eyes down to the ground as they come in, looking defeated. Mikiko looks sexy in her bunny suit. Even Makoto fidgeting uncomfortably next to her wearing the same thing makes for a strangely appealing sight. His huge penis makes a comical contrast to his flat chest. The bunny suit doesn't even come close to containing it. Next, Marika comes in dragging Mikiko's husband. He's stripped down to his underwear and restrained by a pair of handcuffs. These are the two who will be up for auction today. Mikiko and Makoto Nanohara. The guests applaud and start talking amongst themselves. Apparently it's an event they hold at every party. The guests all give their undivided attention to the merchandise, trying to estimate their worth. These two have been working here in this mansion as collateral for their debt, but as deadline for payment has now passed, I've decided to put them up for auction. Grotesque penis
おまけに2人とも薬の決めすぎで少々壊れかけておりますが、まだまだしばらくは十分使える状態です。
We have here an old maid well past her expiration date and a feminine looking boy with a grotesquely large penis. They're a bit messed up already from all the drugs, but she should still be able to get plenty of use out of them.
そしてその隣にいるひときわ貧相な男が、
The man over to the side there is the husband and father of the family, Hiroyuki Nonohara. He ran up a debt to me that he couldn't pay off. I took his wife and child from him, and now he's left with absolutely nothing. Pathetic, isn't he? Chuh!
解消なしで役にも立たない男は無論商品価値などございませんので、余興のついでにショーを盛り上げる道具に使いたいと思いますわ。
It goes without saying that a man as worthless as this would command no value at auction, so I've decided to use him as part of a show to help liven things up. You're not gonna get away with this. You talk pretty big considering what's about to happen to you.Perhaps you should be more concerned about your own skin instead of mine. What are you talking about? You're about to die a very shameful death in front of all these people. You'll get to watch your wife and son have sex while I literally fuck you to death. What? He goes pale.Oh yes, I'm going to wring all the inferior sperm right out of your balls. You'll most likely die in the process. But even if you live, your balls will be so utterly destroyed that at least you won't be able to leave behind your tainted progeny.Alright, let me look at something. It says unread only. Okay. It's the last sex of your life, so you might as well go out with a bang and get fucked to death. Literally, he he he. This has got to be some kind of joke. A shade of fear crosses his face. Might as well enjoy it. It'll be your last. Wait, don't do this. It's too late for regrets. If you want to blame someone, blame yourself for not being able to repay the debt. Marika, tie this man to the piano. Also, make sure to move it to the front of the stage. I want to give him a front row seat to his wife's show. Wait a minute.She takes him over to the corner of the room, dragging him by the rope. Considering these two are going to be separated from each other after today, I've decided to let them have an incest show to send them off. The odds of them being purchased by the same person is extremely slim, so they'll never get to, probably never get to see each other again. Isn't that just sad? And so to reaffirm their love as mother and child, Makoto will once again re-enter the hole he was born from, only this time with his cock. The mistress explains with a smirk.They stand there silently, enduring everyone's attention on them. Makoto's penis reacts to the mistress's words, throbbing in anticipation. It's obvious from their bouts of anal sex that Makoto lusts after his mother. He won't admit it, but I bet this is something he's been looking forward to for a long time. Now enjoy their last show together on stage I prepared just for them. She points up to the stage that's now decorated with a red cloth.Come on up and say goodbye, Sawatari. After all, I doubt you will be seeing them ever again. Hehe. I go ahead and stumble my way up. Mikiko, why is this happening? I don't know, but this is the only way. She squeezes out an answer and looks downcast. She takes Makoto's hand and walks to the red stage like a prisoner on death row. It looks like everything's ready to go. I present to you the Nonohara Family Incest Sex Spectacular. Enjoy the show. Once the show starts, we'll be accepting bids for the auction. If these two catch your fancy, feel free to use the devices we gave you to place your bid. She points to a video display next to the stage. Both Mikiko and Makoto's names are on it, with a number 0 displayed under them. Apparently, you participate in the auction by making your bid with some kind of device given to each guest. In that sense, the show is a nice way to get to up the value she can sell them for. The more excited they get, the more eager they'll be to bid higher. I'm guessing they were injected with plenty of stimulants to help the process, considering they're already breathing heavier and have wet stains forming at the crotch in their bunny suits. The show hasn't even started yet, and the guests are already completely focused on the two of them, waiting in anticipation. And who can blame them? The idea of a mother and son having sex is certainly a reason to get excited. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if this show is the reason she kept them from having actual sex all this time. Among the guests, the one who most focused on the two is Kimishima. She's taken her place in the VIP seats and is already frantically pushing the buttons on her device before the show has even started. Hey, at least wait for the show to start. Sheesh. I know you love Makoto and all, but calm down a little. Hey, getting Makoto was my other main reason for coming here, you know. When Marie told me she'd be selling him at the auction, I knew I had to be first in line. I have plenty of money from the last man I got rid of, or last men I got rid of, whatever. I'm gonna add him to my collection no matter the cost. She explains and goes back to furiously pounding buttons. Suddenly the zero on Makoto's billboard changes. My eyes pop open at the figure. The show hasn't even started yet and they're already going all out. Thank you for the pre-show bid. Everyone else, be sure to make your own bid so you don't get outdone. The mistress smiles with satisfaction when she sees the starting bid. Now let the mother and son incest show begin. Let's give them a round of applause, everyone. The audience erupts in a thunderous applause as the curtain rises on Mikiko and Makoto's act. Oh, well, maybe they're doing it differently? Okay, I guess this is a little different. Okay, we're not gonna actually do this scene right now, but I'm gonna read this. Curtain moves to reveal Mikiko and Makoto on stage. Makoto's lying on the ground with Mikiko positioned over her hips. She spreads her legs so the guests could see better and raises her arms in the air, revealing her impressive pits. Both things were probably part of the mistress's orders. Oh! The spectacle caused a stir among the audience, which in turn brings a satisfied grin to the mistress's face. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you our mother and son sex show. Make sure you give them a little greeting before you start the show, Mikiko. Hello, everyone. My name is Mikiko Nanahara. Mikiko looks down and says shyly. Makoto breathes raggedly with excitement under her. Both of them have been injected with drugs that already have them in a state of intense arousal. This boy is my son, and we're about to have sex for the first and last time. I hope you all enjoyed the show. The crowd murmurs again with excitement, and Makoto's testicles jump along with them. The audience shows no semblance of pity for her unfortunate situation. In fact, they seem genuinely interested in watching this tragedy unfold. Powerless to do anything, I just grind my teeth and watch. Very good, Mikiko. You may begin. Yes, ma'am. She nods and pulls down the zipper on her bunny suit. She removes the top part of the suit, revealing her breasts and erect nipples for the whole audience to see. The crowd murmurs in awe at the sight of her impressive mammaries. Now those are some nice tits. This is a must-see for any MILF lovers out there. Mikiko starts to breathe a little harder from being watched with so many people. Next, she reaches down and removes Makoto's suit as well. She peels back the black suit to reveal the underwear underneath, along with his huge penis spilling out of it. I know who that is. Oh my, the boy's just as impressive as his mother, hee-hee. Makoto shivers with embarrassment at the snickering coming from the guests. Seeing the guest's reaction, the mistress decides to explain the story behind Makoto's penis. His penis was originally a sad little thing, only as big as a thumb, but I modified it into the impressive piece of work before you. Surely this grotesque beast of a cock will be enough to satisfy his sex-hungry mother. The woman in the audience focused her eyes at his crotch after listening to her speech. Next, Mikiko reaches down for her own stockings and rips them open to the crotch area. She reveals her soft white flesh to the audience, eliciting another response from them and making some people gulp. After that, she goes for Makoto's stockings next. As more of his crotch is revealed, the women in the audience have their eyes nailed to the huge ball sack spilling out from the underwear. Female bikini he's wearing is clearly unfit for the job of hiding his genitals. That's nice. Those huge balls go splendidly with his delicate features. Look, his cock is already throbbing like crazy. He can't wait to go at it with his own mother. While the women are focused on Makoto, all the old men focus on their attention on Mikiko's panties. Come on, take those panties off too. Very well. She answers the request, and the aroused old men gently pulls down her panties. Take as long a look as you like. The men erupt with excitement as her meaty, ripe crotch is revealed for all to see. Look, she's about to have sex with her son, and she's totally wet. Miha, mwahaha, she's the mother of the year. You want your son's cock that badly, huh? Oh, don't look. While she blushes with shame, her pussy keeps getting even wetter with juices. Some of it starts dripping off, splashing onto Makoto's penis and coating it with her fluid. Oh, she's a total slut. Can't wait to see them go at it. Mikiko's erotic display gets their cocks harder and their breathing heavier. With everyone watching, she reaches down and dresses Makoto the rest of the way. When she undoes the strings on the micro bikini, the force of his massive erection pushes it off the rest of the way. His plump balls bounce free from their constraints out into the fresh air, and his asshole puckers with embarrassment. As someone who actually knows both of them, I'm both embarrassed and aroused for what they're about to do. Noticing how excited everyone is, the mistress decides to say a few words. Anyone who wants a closer look is free to come up on stage and have a little fun. Oh! Crowd of eager guests gather towards the stage. Kyoichi, you should get up there and say your goodbyes too. The mistress noticed Kyoichi restlessly looking at the stage behind her and speaks up. Is it really worth throwing away the last chance you'll get to be with her just so you can act tough? Come on. Okay. After some hesitation, Kyoichi rushes up on stage as well. Ugh. While the men are occupied with Mikiko, the mistress heads over to the piano situated next to the stage. Lying on top of the piano is Mikiko's husband. He's tied down, paralyzed with drugs so he can't get away. The mistress climbs onto the piano and straddles him. Time to start a show of our own. You get to have sex until you die while watching your wife fuck your son. Ugh. We don't condone this behavior, obviously. Hee hee, I bet you're just drooling in anticipation. Like hell! Let's see how long you can keep up that attitude. I'll give you a taste of heaven and hell. She moves her hips back forth, rubbing her crotch against his briefs. Come on. Doesn't watching your family turn you on? Huh.
妻と息子のいやらしい姿を見て興奮しちゃったのかしら。
Ugh. All right, folks, I think we've done enough of this for now. I mean, a lot of these we've done seen, like, I don't know why they're gonna make us go back through them, because I thought it had, like, I have it set to unread only. So it should work, but for some odd reason, they're showing me text I've already seen. I don't know. We're gonna fix this, figure it out, but at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim Sentai Corner with Starless.